Greetings, greetings, our beloveds. In fact, you are our beloveds because you are loved. You are love itself. You are the consciousness of love. You are the holy state of oneness, of the natural form, the essence, the truth. So we welcome you to this grand awakening, this grand process that this evening is only a small part of, this grand process of awakening to the new human, as it has been said. You see, the new human will have many more bells and whistles. It is not that anything is in fact being added as much as you are being restored to your proper state. Do you understand? Imagine that you have a toy that perhaps was covered up. So there was some kind of additional layering put on the toy. And it worked, but it only went backwards and forwards. And you enjoyed it in your childhood and enjoyed watching it go this way and that. But lo and behold, you run into it as an adult and you take out the toy, and because it is beloved to you, because you treasure it, you take great care with it, for is it a keepsake? So you take out the polish or the detergent and the scrubbing material, and you scrub it clean. And in doing so, you notice that it is wearing a suit that did not begin with the toy, does not have the toy manufacturer name. In fact, it has a different name on it. And lo and behold, you start to unwrap the toy, and you realize that someone put the incorrect cover on it. Perhaps it was a parent, perhaps it was a babysitter, meaning well. But in fact, the toy is wearing the inappropriate cover or garment. So as you unlayer the toy, as you gently remove it from its wrong packaging, what you discover as you clean it up, as you polish it off, as you dust it off, and you turn it on again, is that it actually operates as a much higher frequency. You see, it is able to spin around. It is able to do all sorts of marvelous activities. It lights up. It has color streams. It has all sorts of movements, gyrations, and performance abilities that you never experienced growing up. Do you see? Do you see? This is what's happening. In fact, dear ones, you have been covered up. You have been misled into believing that you were less than divine. You have additional DNA that you have heard that is springing forth. You have a different additional light abilities, light energy that is unfolding, that is swirling around you, that is working through you. Some of you may be aghast at some of the difficulties cropping up. What? What is this? What is this? I have been doing my spiritual work, my spiritual practice. Why should I suffer? What is this suffering about? Dear ones, we would like to address this as well. There is no longer need to suffer. So what we ask you to do, what we have been encouraging the channeler to do as she meets each new day, saying, what shall we expect today, is to travel lightly, to understand that the light heals. There are ancient wounds that are being cleansed. They are being cleansed from Mother Earth, and they are being cleansed individually. You see, you each are a reflection of the whole, and you each have your own cleansing process that it is time to engage in. So, do you need a tsunami to cleanse? Well, if you have been ignoring the signals, if you have been looking the other way, if you've been hiding under the cover, shall we say, then perhaps a tsunami is needed to awaken you. However, for the most part, this is hardly necessary. You do not need to run. You do not need to fear. You simply, all that is required is to take the deep holy breath. Take the deep holy breath and trust. Trust that whatever is before you has been sent as a messenger of peace, a messenger of divinity. And your job is simply to unravel the package, Ah, there is a gift here for me. Let me see. Let me probe. Let me pray. Let me inquire. But trust, dear ones. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. You see, you are all on the step, on the path for mastery. You all have the, how do we say? You have the pardoning. Part of your mastery path affords you a gentler path. Do you see? You are protected. You are protected, for you are being groomed for mastery. Now, let us explain. This mastery business is just not for you to take home and close the door and enjoy seeing the Buddhas floating in the air. Do you see? This is not what is required in these times. There is no one that will be enlightened, presented with this master energy, that is going to feel compelled to run and hide. This is not the time of living in the cave. This is not the time of living in the monastery. This is not the time of simply looking at the beautiful color streams or looking at someone's auric field, though it may be interesting for a moment or two. This is the time for planetary change. So what will you do as you attain your mastership? What you will do is serve. What you will do is work with the ones that you will travel with. Well, where will they come from? They will come from near and far. They will come from east and west, from north and south. Whoever is in your soul group, whoever has been divinely appointed to you, you can trust they will show up. They will show up at your doorstep. They will show up in the form of your postman. Do you see? You needn't worry about where your following will come from. They will show up. They will be vibrationally attuned and to resonate. So when you write the book, when you write the holy prose, when you have the speaking engagement, they will suddenly say, ah, you know what? I have been a bit bored lately. I think I will do something different. And they will go online and they will find your talk. Is this by accident? Hardly. You see, their divinity is sending them to your master energy. Get our drift? So, dear ones, understand, honor. You have been appointed for mastery, and your divinity has sent us to us. Understand? Follow? You, dear ones, are the chosen ones. The chosen ones of being the first. This is not something to take in with the egoic, prideful peacock feathers and say, ah, I must be very holy. I am the ones to go first. Indeed, what you will find for the most part is you actually may be the ones that have been self-chosen to struggle more first. Struggle more, perhaps, than the masses will have to. Well, how can this be? It is because you have selected to do the work. You have selected to engage in learning how to bring in the higher energies, learning how to balance and hold the higher energies. You see, when these energies are balanced, when these energies are something you live and breathe with, it will be much easier then for others to join suit, for you see, you are holding it. You are the keepers of the frequency. Do you see? So, who has chosen you? You have chosen yourself. Who has called you? You have called yourself. And what we say to you is welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. So trust. Trust that whether you come to us through these channelings or through other means or by tuning in your own meditative awarenesses, trust that the masters are with you. Trust that your own master self is attuning to your needs, attuning to your desires, reminding you of your next holy step. You are never alone, dear friends. There are some of you that, when you get in a little bit of the panic, feel the aloneness. Uh-oh, what do I do now? And we remind you, we gently remind you. You see, you are in a group. In fact, you are a group yourself. You do not work alone. You work with your soul group. You are not the individual being. This is part of the journey to discover this. It is a bit of the letdown to find out, ah, I have succeeded, hooray, but I did not do all the work. It is not me that succeeded, it is the group. You see? It is an interesting moment when you find out, indeed, the joke has been on you all along. You never had to worry alone. You never had to be troubled alone. But you also do not get the glory alone when you arrive home. So, are you willing to give it a try? Are you willing to understand partnership, to know partnership intimately, to understand what it means to walk with the goddess energy, what it means to walk with the Father, what it means to surrender your life, what it means to surrender your will? What it means is that you have the keys of the kingdom. What it means is that you have full reign. You have full reign to provide for yourself and all others, to provide the spiritual nourishment, to provide the pathway home. And will your needs be provided? We assure you they will be. Will they always come in the form that you expect? Hardly ever. But there is joy in that. There is joy in that because you learn to trust. You learn to trust like the birds, that each morning they wake up, they trust they will find food to eat, and they do. So we say, dear ones, trust. It is a beautiful journey home. It is one that is getting lighter and more beautiful, moment by moment, day by day, hour by hour, second by second. So trust. Trust that each second is divinely appointed. Trust that each second is filled with marvelous blessings. As you trust, so you shall see. There have been some that have been having the challenges. Well, I wouldn't call today a marvelous blessing. But you see, dear ones, it is a blessing, for you are releasing what no longer serves you. There have been some of you that will in particular be listening to the recording of this greeting that have been gunny sacking. They have been carrying the outdated problems from decade to decade, from house to house, from relationship to relationship, and they say, why are things still not working for me? You see, it is time to let go. It is time to release. It is time to be that new toy, to work at full capacity, to operate with the frequency, on the frequency of love. Love is your true nature. Love will provide. Love is. God is. All is one. You see, these are all terms. They are speaking of the same phenomena, the same experience, the same truth. Honor that truth. Know that truth. Know, understand, you are that truth. And so it is. So we ask you, dear ones, we invite you to relax, to let go and receive the attunement, the blessing of heaven, you may say, to attune to your true nature, to your divinity, to your oneness. And so it is. All right. So I'm going to have Valerie and Liz, with everyone's permission, go first because they have somewhere they need to be. Manhattan's very busy this time of night. Liz is in from out of town, I understand.
Okay, so I'll just do my usual, whatever spirit has for me tonight.
Okay. And can you say your first name, please?
Valerie.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Val. I just got to clear some energy. Oh, Lordy. Okay, and say your first name again, please.
Valerie.
And say it again, please.
Valerie.
You're going to be given a new opportunity to do a speaking engagement and a talk. And say your name one more time, Val.
Valerie.
I don't know if it's going to be from Namaste or another venue, but you've impressed somebody. You're a good speaker. you've impressed somebody because they've been watching spiritual truth speakers float in and out, and they have not always been impressed. But they're impressed by you. So say your name one more time.
Valerie.
Val, say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
It would not be so bad for you to do some kind of visualization. It's not a formal visualization. It's more like a feeling sort of thing. And the first feeling I had is to open up to your receiving. So to be open up to receiving. So that's part of the energy. And the image they showed me is you actually walking through a door. So imagine a door opening and you, it's somewhere between having the courage and having the feeling of readiness, to walk through it. And say your name one more time, Val.
Valerie.
It's good. It's really good. It's like your higher self is preparing the way. The point of contact has been made. And it's sort of like, it's gonna be like the next step. It's not gonna be the end all. I mean, you're not gonna be an Oprah or something, but you could be. But it's going to kind of give you the confirmation that universe is saying, yes, good job, you're walking the path, keep going. Somebody thinks an awful lot of you. Basically, it's kind of like you're the real deal. And the feeling I get is they've been watching a lot of wannabes. You know, it's like they how do I say it? It's like they've read all the bestsellers and they can talk metaphysics till they're blue in the face, but they don't really live it. So there's a lack of like authenticity to it. So it's kind of like you broke through and your genuineness was felt on a heart level by this person. So just hold the awareness that, hold on, it's not an intellectual thing, one moment. That's why when I say receive, for some reason it doesn't feel right when I tune in. It's like a readiness, that's what it is. It's a readiness and it's walking through the door to the next level. I'll leave you with that. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yay, that's beautiful.
It's really good, yeah. You talk to somebody and they just totally got it. They just totally got it.
Yay.
Yay, I say yay too. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I guess I would just say the same thing Valerie did. Just if there's just anything that you're getting.
Okay. You have beautiful energy. That's what I'm getting. So we'll start with
Thank
that.
You.
Your energy is beautiful. Okay, and say your name for me, Liz.
Liz.
And say it again, please.
Liz.
Okay, give me one moment, Liz, because I just want to clear something out, make sure I'm not influencing it. Okay, and say it again, please.
Liz.
Um, I, I have the feeling, but I can't figure out what the heck the message is about that goes with the feeling. I feel like, do you have a brother and a sister?
Yes, I have two brothers and a sister.
I'm looking at a sister and a brother, and they're standing there. And to be honest, I honestly have no clue why. but so what I did was I cleared out that energy, because sometimes I pick up energies from whoever and whatever. So I cleared it out and tried again, and there they are. They're not leaving. So one moment, let me see how we can figure out what is going on here with that. And say your name one more time, please.
Liz.
They're supporting you energetically. I don't know why that other brother isn't. I don't know if he's just busy doing something else. I don't know, to be honest. But one brother and one sister are supporting you energetically with something that you're trying to accomplish. Is there something that you want to do in your life? I just feel like, how do I explain this? You know, it's like on one level, they're your brother and sister. On another level, we all communicate on a spiritual level with each other. And the feeling I have is that they're very aware that it's sort of like you need spiritual support. You need like extra energy to accomplish your goal. I don't know what your goal is. But they're basically, and if you ask them, like, do you know that you came through in the reading? They'll be like, what the heck are you talking about? So it's something where it's like their higher self stepping forward that they're not consciously aware of. But I feel like it's really good support, and I feel like, say your name one more time, please.
Liz.
You're going to do it, whatever it is. I don't know if it's work-related, relationship-related, but it's something significant. And they're stepping forward to say, go for it, do it. They've got your back. They've got your back, energetically speaking. It's sort of like, you've got your energy to work with and you've got their energy to work with. They're backing you spiritually speaking. And man, I wish I knew what it was about. Liz, do you know what I'm talking about?
Possibly. Yeah. There's a couple of ideas. I mean, it's not totally, yeah.
It's what Spirit's telling me, the answer is yes. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're, you know, like, could I really do it? Would it really work out? That kind of thing. I feel like Spirit's kind of like moving, shuffling things around to give you everything you need to make it possible. So let me give you an example. It would be like if you were an artist and you'd be like, you know, I would really love to open up my own gallery, or I'd really like to buy my own loft to really get big, you know, and right now I make these little pictures, but I can't really have my own showing because I need a bigger place. It's that kind of thing where it's kind of like you're, to take this next step that I'm talking about, it feels like you're really going to need to believe in yourself to do it. It's kind of like you're betting on you. That's how it feels to me. So I don't know what area of your life, but what, say your name one more time, Liz.
Liz.
You can do it, and it's actually overdue. It's overdue. You can do it. Your sister and your brother love you oh my God, I'm an only child. So when I tune into this, I'm like, I could use this, you know? That's how it feels to me. And I'm sure I have my own version. They're just not blood related. The masters are going, you have us. Like, they're shaking their heads. Like, you got us, silly Billy. But I really do feel like the universe is just orchestrating to support you so you can make this happen. What it is going to require is a total, total belief in you. Total belief in you. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. You can do it. So I'll leave you with that. I have no idea what it is, but I will leave you with that. You've got a lot of support. What they're saying is not just the brother and sister, but in other avenues, and you'll see it. But you're not going to see the other support until you take the leap. You know, so it's sort of like you activate the power by demonstrating the faith of you. So it's sort of like walking out there and there's nothing to step on kind of thing. But when you put your foot out, suddenly the step will be there. But you don't get to know that till you put the foot out. It's that kind of feeling. So I will leave you with that.
Thank you. I know what that was all about, and you're dead on. It's awesome, Nicole.
Perfect.
You are dead on.
Yay. Okay, I'll keep doing this.
We're going to step out soon.
Okay.
Thank you so, so much. And lovely seeing all of you, and I love you, Nicole.
Okay. Bye.
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you, Liz. Nice
Bye.
To meet you. Okay, Mr. Norman, so we can hear you. Oh, and you switched spots. Oh, I can see you better, actually, so it's nice. How are you tonight? Hi, nice to see you. And how can
nice
we help
to
you?
Too. Well, of course I want to hear what Spirit has to say.
Okay.
And I have a question.
Okay. So you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. I'll go first. I'm going to get one sip of water and then give me 1 second. Okay, and say your first name for me, please.
Norman.
And say it again, please. No.
Norman.
Okay, there was an energetic blip. I was almost tripping over my words, and I don't know why that is. So one moment, let me figure that out. All right, Norman, say your name again, please.
Norman.
And say it again, please.
Norman.
It feels, are you in love or something, Norman? It just feels real, real good in there. You're working with some really good energies right now. And Norman, say your name again, please.
Norman.
How interesting. How interesting.
What?
Okay, I'm just gonna, off the record, you don't have to tell me, but are you in love?
No.
No, okay. The reason I'm asking, I'm sorry?
I'm having fun.
You're having fun, okay. I know it's such a bizarre question for me to ask, but I promise you, you know, I've been doing this a year, and the reason I know that is Meetup just sent me my little happy anniversary little notice. And in a whole year, when I've tuned into energies, I have never felt this. And it feels, it just feels really good. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. And it just reminds me of that, like, oh, when you're just in love, it's all, I don't know, something. Let me tune in and figure out what it is. So now, let's see, I've like tripped over my words. I'm feeling this love energy going on. Let me see if I can figure this out. One moment. And say your name one more time, please.
Norman.
Man, this is like moving up night. Because first we had Liz, and now we have you. I feel like something's about to pop. So that this is how it feels to me. Say your name one more time. I know you're going to be tired of your name in a moment.
No, it's okay. Norman.
You have already said yes to something. You know, it's sort of like when something manifests in our life, we think it just arrived, but it really doesn't. You know, we've called it to us who knows how long ago. And so it's been like coming to us like for, I don't know, it's been on the train coming to us for a while. I feel like something is going to like almost explode. So I would say it's going to be like a spiritual gift that you're going to wake up with like extra perception, extra abilities. You're going to see colors. Oh, that's right, colors. Remember the colors that I saw the colors with you? That's the energy that I'm tuning into. When I tuned into you the other day, I just saw all these brilliant colors. And it's almost like I can feel the energies of those colors, and they feel magnificent. So I'm going to make it. I'm trying to put words to it. It's going to be that you're going to wake up and suddenly wake up to a spiritual gift. Or you're going to wake up and you're just going to suddenly be in love. But it's and that's why I was asking you that. But I tend to think it's the gift. But it's going to be that kind of like magical, wonderful experience. And what they're telling me is it's justly deserved because you actually, how do I say this? It's kind of like you put your money where your mouth is a while back. This didn't arrive on the train whenever it arrives. It's not like, oh my God, where did this come from? This actually came because you've been stepping up. I don't know what you've been doing, but you've been doing a good job of it. You've been stepping up, and it's like you've been doing your due diligence. You've been doing your Dharma work. You've been doing the right thing when no one's looking. And because of that, it's like, how I feel is it's almost like this gift has been, I think it's a gift, but you may just wake up and see someone and just fall madly in love. I don't know. I know that sounds strange that I can't figure out which one it is, but the energy feels the same. It just feels like just fantastic, to be honest. But they want to explain something to you. So what they're saying is you've been doing the right thing when you could have taken the easy way out. Nobody was looking. It didn't matter. It wouldn't really have made a difference, but it made a difference to your soul, and it made a difference to your spiritual development. And that's where basically it's like you aced your exam. And because of that, this is really interesting. Time has sped up for you. So something that was going to take longer to manifest actually is coming to you faster. And it's because, oh my gosh, it makes me want to go do more prayer work or something, to be honest, because I would like this. But that's why it's coming like on the special delivery. They're showing me a FedEx truck thing. It's coming special delivery, and it's because you this is how I'm going to say it, and then I'll listen to what your other question is. It's sort of like when you do the exam and then the teacher has these extra credit problems. Like, you don't have to do them, but you went ahead and did them. It's like that. You did all the extra credit problems. And it's about, how do I say it? It's like strength of character, and it's spiritual development kind of stuff. And you kind of went the extra mile, and you did the work that, you know, honestly, if you didn't, no one would have blamed you for not doing it, but you did it anyway.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So hopefully they're going to say that when you hang up on this call, that it'll come to mind what it's about. You'll be like, okay. Oh, that's what she's talking about.
Okay.
It'll be like
cool.
That. It is very cool, and it's exciting, and it's well deserved. They're saying it's well deserved. Okay.
Well, thank you.
So I look forward to hearing what that's all about. And your other question?
I'll let you know. Yeah, I have a question because why am I so enamored with math, numbers, and that flower of life, spiritual, the divine geometry?
Okay.
I draw them all over the place.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, that gift's coming, Norman. That gift's coming sooner rather than later. So that's what it is. That's the energy that I'm feeling. All right. And say your name again for me.
Norman.
And hold the image of the flower of life for me, please. Just hold it in your mind. Oh, one moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Norman.
Well, they're showing me some other lifetimes, and in other lifetimes, you were very masterly. I don't know how else to say it. You've had enlightened lifetimes. If you weren't enlightened, you were very close, but somehow. I don't know what you're doing with it, but you're honestly doing something with it on another level of consciousness, on a level of reality. I don't know what you're doing. So it's sort of like it's bleeding into this dream state that you're recognizing that and you're fascinated with that. I don't know that there's anything that you need to do on a conscious level at this point. I think that... they're kind of funny. They're saying when the numbers add up, they're trying to make a joke. When the numbers add up, it'll all make sense to you. So I don't think there's anything that you need to do, but it's bleeding in. And another higher level of reality, you're actually using that, I don't know, like to raise vibrations, to do something. You're involved with something on another level. But what they are saying is that when, they're so funny, when your gifts flower, when your gifts flower, that it will all make sense. So I wish I could give you more details. But I feel very confident that the masters understand what it's about, even though I'm not able to bring in the details for
it. You know what it looks like?
What?
You know what it looks like?
Oh, yeah, the flower of life? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's helping you resonate with your true nature is what it is. So when you look at that, you're resonating with your higher self. It was actually interesting because I was thinking of putting a picture of that up in my house. It's so funny that you mentioned that.
You ever make them?
I have never made them. Do you make
it's
them?
It's not difficult.
It's not. Yeah. Wow.
It's not difficult at all. Look.
We're getting a tour.
Can you see that?
I do see that. Oh, wow.
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 All you need is a compass. I'll give you one next time I see you.
Okay. I feel like you are going to have such a... I feel like you're going to have such a fun year. I don't know how else to say that. I don't know the time frame of your package arrival, but I feel like it's going to be much sooner than you think, and it's really going to be phenomenal. And they're saying, well deserved. You have brought this energy forward. Gosh, I can't get like the number of months or years, but you switch the timetable. You increase. You basically, what's the word? There's a word, Norman. I'm tired. I can't think of the word. You collapse time. You collapse time, and you're bringing in this like new version of you early, is what they're saying. They're saying not early. They're saying it's quite purposeful. You're on time, but they're delighted. They're absolutely delighted with your maturation, they're saying. But you're really embodying a true master, a true master energy. So, wow, I know, wow. So when I need help, I'm going to call on you.
Help each other.
Okay, it's a deal. It's a deal. Thank you for being here. Hi, Ms. Carol.
Hi.
Hi, so nice to get to see you.
Yes, thank you, Nicole.
Uh-huh, and how can we help you this evening?
Well, I do whatever spirit would like to say.
Okay. Okay, and say your first name for me, please.
Carol.
And say it one more time.
Carol.
Do you have, I know this is a strange question, but is your mom... On this side, or has she crossed over? Because I keep feeling your
she's
mother.
On
she's on this
yeah,
side.
She's on the side.
And
yes.
She and say your name again for me, Carol.
Carol.
Man, it's like her. And are you involved in taking care of her? That her energy would be so present. I guess is the word present.
Not physically. I'm in Florida and she's in Massachusetts.
All right, one moment, Carol. Mm-hmm. And say your name one more time, please.
Carol.
Okay, let me try to clear something out, see if that makes a difference. Well, this is interesting, Carol. I now have my grandmother that's in spirit that's coming to try to help.
Wow.
I know. Great. I know. She's, one moment, Carol, while I say hi to Grandma.
Okay. Yep.
Well, I'll say this. You are loved. You are loved. I'll just say that about it. Sometimes the energies kind of hang out together if there's just a strong bond, or if one party needs extra energy from the other. You know, kind of like Liz's sister and brother were just with us.
Right.
So it's that kind of energy thing. But you know, you don't see it every day. So when it's there, it just becomes very aware. So I don't know for sure what that's about, except your mother's energy is very present. All right, so let me put that on the side and see what other messages we can bring through for you. And so say your name again for me, please.
Carol.
Okay, one moment. I can't get, hush baby, I can't get the whole family to, oh, shh. Sorry, Carol, it's my pup. What?
Okay.
Shh. Come here, buddy. Normally my son watches my him, but he's on a little, give me one quick second, Carol. Come here, baby. Hang out with us, honey. Hang out with us. Sit down, sit. Okay, Carol, what I'm going to do is I'm going to work with Terry and come back, and I'm asking the masters for assistance in just clearing out the vibration, but I keep seeing a mother and grandmother, so I'm asking them just to clear that out so I can give you a reading, so I can get better reading. So we're going to help Terry, and then that works a lot sometimes when we go to someone else and come back.
Alrighty.
So let's see what Terry has to say. But I didn't know you're in Florida, because I'm in Florida too. So it's nice. Nice. Hi, Miss Terry. And Terry's in Florida because she stays tan now in Florida.
Yeah, I like the sweating. Just before we do me, I was looking at the drawings at Quincy Norman, and I was just told to tell you to watch the 888 meditation that I did. It's on YouTube. I
did you hear that, Norman?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. So you can find her on YouTube. She does meditations from archangels.
Yeah, because as soon as I looked at those, I got this knowledge that it was fourth dimensional. Mm-hmm. And I think it would help you to listen to that.
Awesome. Thank you, Terry.
Oh, that was for me. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome. Oh, so good to be here. I needed to be with you tonight. I'm dealing with some dark forces right now, mm-hmm. and I just really need the masters to tell me how to deal with it.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Terry.
The dark forces are within your own being. You're not possessed. You don't need an exorcism or anything. It's nothing like that. Say your name again, please. Yeah, it's more so that you've been holding, how do I say this? You've been holding baggage that really isn't due you. And it almost feels like, how do I say this, Terry? It almost feels like, imagine you go shopping with somebody and their bags are getting so heavy that you end up holding, they're like, can you hold this for a second? So you say, sure, and it was 10 o'clock in the morning. Or you even say, you know, you want me to hold this for you because like they're just so weighted down by all these shopping bags. And it's 10 o'clock in the morning and it's no problem at 10. But now it's like 5 o'clock at night and you're still holding the shopping bags. Well, they're getting very weighty. And to be honest, they're bringing you down. So what they're sharing is these external dark forces are really simply miss self-perceptions. Some of them were inherited, some of them were learned, and some, Terry, say your name one more time.
Terry.
Oh my goodness. You actually took them on to take the burden off someone else. Does that make sense? So you took the responsibility of it, something that wasn't yours, but you took it so someone else wouldn't have to. So what's happening now as you're about to, oh my gosh. You know what you remind me of? Like what they're showing me is Disney World. I went to Disney World with Benjamin, which was my son, 100 years ago. There was a parade, and when the princess goes through, I guess it's Cinderella because it's in that crystal looking castle carriage thing. I mean, it's beautiful. I see why all the little girls love it. That's how I see your divine appointment as. I see you when you actually are being like led through town. So I don't know if it's like you're coming out party on the internet or, but I actually see them, you know, like in front of Cinderella's castle. I guess they were the mice that then become the coachmen and stuff. And they've got like little trumpets. And they're going do 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 do. I actually see that in terms of your almost like your spiritual gift being unveiled to the world. And I really do mean the world. I feel like you're going to have world followers. I feel like you know, it's like one of these books that it's written in 23 languages kind of thing. I feel like you have that much. You have that much to contribute to world consciousness that you can make that much of an impact. So in order for you to manifest and create that divine appointment that is due you, and they're saying it's a done deal. It's just a done deal. It's already occurred. They being your angelic committee or spirit guides are supporting your clearing at, they're showing me the Drano bottle. Okay, so if you go to the grocery store, it's really such a marketing thing, I always think. But you know, they don't even make Drano anymore, right? Because it's Drano, it's extra strength Drano. It's like super duper Drano. It's plumber strength Drano. Like there are four different Drano products. They're showing me like the biggest one, like the daddy of them all. That's what's being done in your life right now, because it's basically clearing out your pipes, clearing out all the clogs of any discordant energies to your high vibration. I feel like it's not just about you going out there and giving angel readings, which you're fantastic at. It's more so of you like literally holding this vibration that's like otherworldly, literally out of this world, otherworldly. And in order to do that, to be of service, there's going to be something about your vibration, Terry, that, you know, your gift's tremendous. Like you can give information, you can counsel, whatever it is that you're doing these days, that's fantastic. But to be honest, it's your vibration that carries equal weight, if not more. And it's actually only going to get stronger, because when whatever astrological, whatever things take place, you're going to be able to hold these, oh my God, this makes so much sense to me now, the healing frequencies. You're going to be holding these healing frequencies. Now I get this. So what's happening is... It's almost like you need a detox. You know, if you go to drug treatment, you got to go through detox, which is not fun. And because you got to detox all the stuff out of your system, right? So you've got these, Terry, say your name again, please.
Terry.
Yeah, you've got these old beliefs about yourself that are, I don't know how to say this, but I love you, so I'm just going to say it. They're just plain wrong. I mean, they're just false. I mean, they're just friggin' false. And they got to go. I mean, they just got to go. It's as simple as that, because it's going to interfere with your divine appointment, and divinity's not having it. I mean, it's just not going to not happen, because divinity is going to use you and is using it and is setting you up to be used. So what's happening is you are attracting all kinds of, nuisance problems, nuisance energies, because they are reflecting old ideas about self, so you can actually see it as a no thing. And, you know, when you recognize what those patterns are, and I feel pretty confident that you will recognize that, but if not, just text me. But when you recognize them, it's simply a matter of recognizing them as is not true, and just giving them to angels, giving them to archangels for clearing and healing. But it's just the old energies within you. And Terry, I just feel like you're so spiritually protected and guided that it's not that any harm can truly come to you, but it is necessary for you to become conscious of all this, because you're carrying too much weight. You're carrying too much weight. And it's got to do with your light quotient. They're actually showing, like, you know, talk about Norman with his math. It's actually a mathematical formula, believe it or not, in terms of the light quotient that you need to maintain in order for the energies to flow through. It's actually like some kind of mathematical thing. And they're saying you're importing, they're kind of going like, why would you keep that? You're importing trash, you're importing garbage. It's almost like, I don't know how else to say this, but this is the example they're showing me. So imagine someone collecting old beer cans. Not bottles, cans. And they're keeping this stuff because, I don't know, because they drank a lot of beer when they were young or something. So they have shelves of these things, and they're just old cans. And, you know, it's this kind of beer and that, and not fancy beers or whatever. These are like cheap beers, you know, that people like don't have a lot of money, you know, would buy these kind of beers. And they're like lined up in the garage, and someone drank in them. So it's not like they're clean or whatever. They're kind of dirty. They're moldy, they're getting rusty now. And so Spirit's like, get rid of them. Why are you keeping this stuff? Get rid of them. That's what it's like. It's just so, they're saying, it's so not becoming a lady of the light. So not becoming a lady of the light. So you're just attracting these old, you're attracting something in your dream state to symbolize what it is within you that it's like, oh, time for that one to go. And it's going to be super easy for it to go, by the way. Super, super, super easy. But see it as a blessing that it is necessary this stuff crops up, because you're about to be like a fifth dimensional woman. I don't know how else to say that. But you really are. And you're going to be holding those tonalities or frequencies, and they need you clean. You know, it's like when you have a colostomy or whatever, you got to drink that stuff because they need you clean. They need all this stuff. They keep saying it's stuff of you've imported. You've imported from the past, and you actually took on for somebody else.
Very interesting. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. I'm going to have to process it. There's been a lot of people that have left my life. Left my life just in the last few days. And yeah, they were all people of darkness.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. And before we leave you, Terry, say your name again for me, please.
Terry.
Yeah, it's time to swim with the dolphins. It's time to swim with the dolphins. Hang out with Norman, hang out with me. It's time to swim with the dolphins. Yeah, you're moving into the fifth dimension. And I'm so sorry to give you that news. I'm kidding, because that's like the best news ever. But you really are.
It really is.
You really are. So the beer cans have to go.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
I love you.
They're saying that but they want to recap before I move on to Carol. Is they want to assure you that you are divinely protected and loved and sponsored. You're sponsored. So
thank you.
So you're covered. Your needs are always going to be met, and you can take that to the bank. They're saying, you can take that to the bank.
Thank you to the masters.
Uh-huh, absolutely. All right, Miss Carol.
Okay,
we're gonna try again. And say your first name, please.
Carol.
It's time for you to do something creative that you're good at, that you kind of slack off on, but you actually have an amazing gift. Do you do poetry? Do you paint? It's something that you do that's creative. And through that, you're actually going to open up to, I feel, Carol, say your name again, please.
Carol.
Yeah, you're going to open up to almost like a new level. So it would be like channeling or something that ends up being a gift. What do you do that's creative that you like to do? Do you garden? Do you art, like paint? Do you do poetry? It's something like that.
I don't do one thing. I have done some gardening. I can't think of one thing, honestly, that I do more than the other.
And say your name again, please.
Carol.
All right, this makes you sing. I feel like, how do I say this? You need to be better to yourself. Here's the bottom line. You need to be better to yourself. I feel like you put it on the side because, when I have a free moment, I'll get around to it. When I have a day off, when I'm not busy doing everything else. And it's kind of like, Carol, I feel like it's time to really honor you, to love you, to appreciate you. And when you do, this is what I feel. When you do this, you actually tap into a higher dimension. It takes you to another dimension. And that's the reason they want you to do that, because it's going to help you spiritually evolve.
Okay, that's what I want, yeah.
Okay, so which activity is that?
I would like to write.
You like to write.
Yeah.
Okay, and say your name, please.
Carol.
I feel like there's a gift coming out that you have not tapped into. I really do. So whatever your writing is, whether it's journaling or whatever it is, they're asking you to start because energies are going to start coming through. And you're going to, to be honest, that's how I started channeling. I was told to journal. And I was going through a hard time. And I was actually in therapy, like back in the 80s, in the early 80s. And the person says, start journaling. And I'm like, okay, so you follow what they say to do, and I got my little notebook, and you don't really know what to write, so you just start writing. Well, I started channeling. That's how my gift opened up. So it's like that. I don't know if you're going to start channeling or what's going to come through, but I feel very I feel very definite that something's that's going to come through that's going to take you to a higher dimension. And that's what they want you to do. They're saying it's time. They're saying that you've been too weighed down to earthly matters, and earthly matters have to be taken care of, but that there's another part of you that they want you to start experiencing on a more regular basis. So it's almost going to be like your meditation, like other people, you may meditate, but other people take out time to meditate. If you are good to yourself and you honor the need to do this, to honor that gift of yours, they're saying it's going to be like medicine for you. It's going to be of tremendous benefit.
Okay. Can I ask you one question?
Of course.
What I understand what you're telling me, I work constantly to try and make a living. I need to make a better living so I can work less and concentrate on what I want to concentrate on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my quandary right now.
Okay, how to make a better living or how to find the time?
Yeah, make it, well, I work two jobs.
You work two jobs.
Trying. Yeah, so I would like to work less, but I still need to make, you know, some income, so.
Okay, and say your name for me, Carol?
Carol.
Carol, I know this sounds crazy, but if, as you do this exercise, that will actually help you resolve your problem. And the reason is because it's going to take you to a higher vibration of you.
Right.
And that higher vibration of you is going to, I don't really know how it's going to take place, but it's going to help you with your earthly needs.
Okay.
It's sort of like, it's sort of like when you prioritize your spiritual practice, you know, there's like a universal law, then spirit will prioritize your needs. You know, it's sort of like you take care of spirit, spirit will take care of you kind of thing. So
yeah.
By you holding a higher vibration, you are going to attract the opportunities that you're seeking that you're not finding right now. Because you're going to be seeing, you'll see things in a different light because you'll be at a different vibration.
Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Nicole.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. So, any other questions before we end since we're a small group?
Are we good? Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're all good? Okay.
Great.
Terry, I feel like there's one more thing. Terry, say your name again, please.
Terry.
I feel like you've been in a war zone or something. They're actually showing me like a reporter talking, like televising from Tel Aviv, and it's like, yes, the bombing has just occurred. It's right over there, everybody. That's how it feels to me. So I know you were at the beach because I saw that on Facebook, but they're asking you to take extra care of your auric field on and do all that cleansing, and I'm sure you've got an amazing Terry meditation you could probably use to cleanse, but there's a little bit more of cleansing that would be very, very helpful for you. And say your name again.
Terry.
Yeah, you're so loved. I mean, you're so loved and you're so powerful, and what a combination. Yeah, it's just time for clearing out. You're clearing out the beer cans and you're clearing out the old energy. So take that extra bath. And you know what I found, just to share this real quick. After my channeling groups, people used to always tell me this to do this, and I never did it, to be honest. I was so lax about it. But now that I'm doing so many groups and so many people, and it's just... Anyway, I come home after those groups, I take a bath. I mean, I take a shower. And people told me to do that. But I just wasn't doing it, to be honest. I feel like, do the cleansing, get someone to send you Reiki energy, anything like that. You've been through the war. You've been through a war zone. That's how it feels to me.
That describes it really well.
Yeah. It's good. It doesn't feel good, but you're actually being groomed to be, I'll say it one more time because it's so much fun saying it. You're being groomed to be a fifth dimensional being. So I'll leave you
I'll
with that. I don't say that very often, I promise you. I'll leave you with that. Indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Indeed. All of you, each of you are being groomed to be a fifth dimensional being. It is just that some need to get on the podium sooner than others. So there are bells and whistles that need to be applied. Imagine a show horse or other treasured species that is about to be showed or delivered or revealed. So you want to take extra special care to make sure the hair is in place, make sure they're getting the proper vitamins, so on and so forth. You understand. So understand, sometimes it does not feel for a dog to have to take the holy bath and to eliminate the dirt and the the dirt and the dust. But boy, does it feel good when it's all over and their coat is nice and shiny. So we send our love to each of you. And remember, we support you. Truly, you are not alone. You are all talented and gifted beyond your wildest imagination. And your imagination is coming to fruition. You are about to find out that you too are the masters. Namaste. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. And bye. Carol, it was so nice to meet you.
Same here.
All right.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Sherry says, hi, Nicole.
Oh.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Oh, okay.